Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
There's this whole piece in the Washington Post, and they're trying to understand why young men keep voting GOP. Because in a lot of the latest surveys, and it's of likely voters, there's a huge surge in independence towards the GOP. There's a growing number of women, but particularly men, are really leaning GOP, and Democrats can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. They don't know how Republicans, particularly with dudes, they don't know how Republicans are doing it. And so the Washington Post, I thought this was interesting. They said that they had a focus group, you know. Who do you get for your focus group if you're having a focus group on this? You can't have a bunch of beta dudes and then have a focus group. They had a focus group, and they said several were saying that Democrats don't have a mass. They don't have a masculine politician. Is that all? I think that's kind of a cop-out. I mean, I accept it because I think there's some truth to it. But I also think they don't have policies. They don't have good solutions for any of our nation's problems either. That really goes into it. They can't get away from identity politics. And I know that the bait here is to dive into the masculinity aspect of it, but they can't get away from identity politics in this at all. That's what this is really like diving into. They're so close. It's not even a masculine politician. They don't even have a masculine position. And actually, some of them said that they, you know, except for Obama. Wait, let me pull this up. Yeah, except for Obama. They don't have a man. Do you think he's particularly masculine?
Obama?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is about. I don't find him particularly. I mean, define masculine. These people can't even define what the hell a woman is. So how do I expect them to define what masculine is? The piece over at WAPO have Republicans won young men. They dive into some of, you know, the reasons why in these focus. They had a number of focus groups, and it was all conducted by Democrats. They said it was, oh, well, it's some Democrats. No, well, it's mostly Democrat. These are all Democrat firms. So they're like, oh, it's all Democrat firms. They said that the absence of, you know, a masculine politician, they're crediting that with some of the men moving away from the party. And I think it's way more to it than that. I still can't believe that they cited Barack Obama as a masculine leader. And they said a masculine leader is like outlawed in the Democrat Party right now, according to like apparently all their focus groups. Well, it's toxic. They've turned it into something that's toxic. They've attacked masculinity for ages. And then, you know, nothing says masculine like Poot Booty Juice purchasing children with his partner. Purchasing children with his partner. That's what it is. It's a purchase. Dana, you're so mad. I don't care. That's what it is. I'm not going to soften it because someone else is weak in spirit. And they can't handle the reality, the weight of the reality. That's what it is. If you don't like it, go to hell. But that's exactly what it is. Good grief. They looked at these surveys of young men, and they said 18 to 29, they're the least likely to support Democrats of any age. It just gets worse from there. In the meantime, you have Poot Booty Juice out there trying to take the lead. He and Gavin Newsom are going to duke it out. Maybe they'll throw in Wes Moore, governor of Maryland as well. But they're trying to figure out how can we reach out to men? Well, calling them toxic like you have for the past, I don't know how many years now, doesn't help. Having horrific policies, offshoring jobs, making the business climate heinous. I mean, these are all things that, you know, go all of these things go contribute to this. Taking charge of your health is easier with All Family Pharmacy. If you've been hearing about the latest in brain and cellular health, you're not alone. Methylene Blue is making waves for supporting focus, mental clarity, memory, and mood. RFK Jr. has been talking about using it. And NAD Plus, that's your body's natural energy booster. It helps cells repair and potentially slows signs of aging. With All Family Pharmacy, you now have access to these cutting-edge treatments. Whether you're interested in Methylene Blue, NAD Plus, or even an emergency kit for your family, this is a pharmacy that you can trust. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, and no bureaucratic roadblocks. All Family Pharmacy uses 100% domestically sourced materials for all their medications, ensuring top quality and safety. So go ahead and visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off your order. And while you're there, check out their full list, over 200 medications available, including ivermectin, antibiotics, and more. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
All right. So they will not stop talking. The reason I'm bringing this up is because they won't stop. So now apparently they're mad at Sydney Sweeney over another thing. She is in, I don't even know what this company is. Steve, do you know what this company is? Is it a hat company?
I think it is.
I don't even know. They're sitting here going, oh, she's bringing cowboy core. Can we stop saying core? Like if it's cottage core, granny core, coastal granny core. My goddaughter said that coastal granny core is a thing. Okay. Imagine, what is that movie? My mom liked it. What's the movie that it has Alec Baldwin in it and Meryl Streep, and I don't know, it was like this, it's just like this movie for those people that age, and they're on the coast. It's like a whole style that's around that, how they dressed in that film. Anyway, so now it's cowboy core. They're saying she's bringing cowboy core to your closet. I think cowboy core is already a thing. So it is, hey dude, I guess they do hats and stuff. So anyway, she did this commercial. Oh my gosh, and they're so mad again, because Sydney Sweeney's in another ad. She's in another commercial. Look. It helps if I give you the number and it won. It's 19. Sorry.
You can take the dude out of the country. You can't take the country out of the
dude. I mean, sure, she's in a suede swimsuit on the beach. That makes zero sense. But I don't care. The hat's cool. I mean, why are people mad over this? They're mad because she's got boobs. That's what it is. I hope that we get to this point where I feel like everybody's been obsessed with the backside, and we need more attention on the, We need to bring back traditional standards of beauty to where women can look like women and they're not dudes that have Adam's apples and with stubble and things like that, right? We just need to go back to that kind of standard of beauty. So they're mad. And then you have, oh gosh, this Doja Cat. Oh, I know. Everyone woke up this morning and was like, gosh, I wonder what Doja Cat thinks of Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad. So Doja Cat mocked it. If you're, she's a singer, in case you want to know. She probably didn't, but yeah. Watch this. I hate TikTok.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue. Okay.
That's like the worst accent ever. I hope she never goes into acting because she would suck. That's like the worst accent I've ever heard in my life. So she is obvious. I mean, a lot of people, I guess, are not intelligent enough to realize that Sydney Sweeney is doing a double entendre. Don't tell them. Don't ask Doja Cat to spell it. It's bananas. B-na-na-na-na-na-s. This thing is it's like this, the old, my old mantra. That's like a drunk bridesmaid trying to spell bananas in the Hollaback song on the wedding reception dance floor. Anyway, it's a double entendre clearly. And she's talking about, I can't believe do I have to explain this stupid ad? See, in Dana's America, if I were president of the United States, the people that totally did not understand what this ad was about and think it's about Nazism, I would round you up. You're damn right I would. I would arrest all of you and take you right to jail. Right away.
Straight to jail.
You're just there. Because this is the stupidest thing ever. I wrote about it over at Substack. And then I'm like, maybe it's going to be out of our system and nobody's going to... Nope. We can't get a break for these people freaking out over this. I think every company should hire her now. Yeah. I think every single company should hire her. The jeans, G-E-N-E-S, and jeans, J-E-A-N-S. I wrote on Substack, I said, Sydney Sweeney did an ad for American Eagle about her jeans, which progressives can't apparently differentiate from, you know, jeans. And as such, immediately assumed that the ad was about Hitler because she's blonde and said jeans, right? And I guess they're like conspiracy theorists. Check it. I've literally seen people go, well, her name is Sydney Sweeney. It's two S's.
Oh, no.
I swear to you. Now, they deleted their tweet. But hands to sky. Yes. This is a problem. And as I said, it all began when you had a bunch of random heifers on TikTok. You know, they got, I guess they didn't like their grass feed that day and they got all mad. Let me show you how to do a correct hillbilly accent here, Doja Kitty. And I guess that they done got all upset, you know, because they weren't getting their grass feed. So all these random ass heifers that were on TikTok, they got real upset, Kane. They decided that they didn't like this girl because she wasn't just pretty. She is unapologetically pretty. And that's the problem. So we're women, I think, for the past, I don't know how long, have been fed a diet of complaining and moaning about men and blaming all of their unfortunate choices in life on men. That's what women have been raised on. And it's like all of these like skittle haired third and fourth wave feminists that have lamented the male gaze. She does not eschew the male gaze. She invites it. She welcomes it. She's not intimidated by it because she's confident enough as a woman to recognize that that's power. Women have been led to believe that bitching and moaning is power. Playing the victim is power. They have forgotten how to use their feminine wiles. They have no idea. Well, some of them don't have it, especially the ones that have Frankenbeans, Kane. They definitely don't have it. But she invites you to look. She appreciates the male gaze because they buy her products and they watch the movies that she's in and they watch the television show that she's in. And her power and her marketing appeal is in her feminine beauty. It's not in victimhood. And victimhood is the only tool/source of power that most of these modern feminists know. And what gets me is that all of these women out there, they have been raised on this steady diet of complaining and blaming men for everything, everything in their life, all their unfortunate choices they blame on men, only then to turn around and surrender their locker rooms, their sports teams, their advertising, their spaces to men. That doesn't make any sense. They champion morbidly obese women, like in Victoria's Secret ads, which, by the way, they do prove that it is possible to even make lingerie repellent. And then they shame Sweeney and any woman that looks like her or shaped like her for being, quote unquote, provocative. The first time I ever heard of this actress was in a story where people were like shaming her because of something that she wore on the red carpet because they said she had too much cleavage. And I was looking, I'm like, she has boobs. It's not too much cleavage. Good grief. You know, what do you want her in a burqa? Like, shut up. This is, it's not too much. She's a woman. She's not dressed skanky. She's got no more cleavage than they had in the 17th century. Please get some smelling salts. But they were slut shaming her because she did not look like what the skittled haired third and fourth waivers wanted women to look like. Right. And so, I mean, so much for body positivity, I guess that's out the window. If you look like Sydney Sweeney, you can be shamed for your body. Everyone else, if you're morbidly obese or if you have a penis, then it's all about yay, body positivity. And so as a result of women doing all of this, masculinity has been denigrated. Men don't want to pursue women. Marriage rates are declining. And the United States has been said as in a romantic recession. And I gave you a study on that if you are a subscriber over at Substack. It's like these broads, because they couldn't attract a date, they don't want anyone else to either. So you have companies, and I love that companies are doing this. I love that American Eagle did not do a Bud Light. I love that they did not do an Ulta. I love that they got an honest to goodness woman. A woman that looks like a woman, that looks like a lot of other women. I know more women that look like Sydney Sweeney than look like Dylan Mulvaney. And Dylan Mulvaney's a dude, just for FYI. That's the joke. But she's a real woman. She's pretty. And the left has devolved into such a state of hysteria that they immediately went to Godwin's law. You know, and that's what I said. Like, oh, it's Nazi because Eagle, American Eagle, and then Sydney Sweeney, two S's. Like, oh my gosh. It's like going back to the old standard of beauty. What is the phrase that I saw someone say? They said that, retro sexiness, which I don't know. I think it was a phrase made up by a bunch of unicorn seamsters, but whatever. Retro sexiness. Have you ever heard that phrase? Have you heard that phrase used recently, Kane?
I have not. I think we could just drop the retro off of that.
I'm hoping that if we start going back to like actual women looking like women and being good looking and feminine, that we can go back to having like more manly, masculine, testosterone driven men, like have that be the norm. Cause that has been the norm for forever. So I had a conversation when we had dinner with friends, we had this whole conversation about this one night. When I was in fifth grade, there was a dude in my fifth grade class that I swear to you had a mustache. By seventh grade, dude was getting a beard. When I looked back at my parents' yearbooks, the men, even though they were like 17 years old, looked like they were 30. Yep. Then I went down this whole rabbit hole of how testosterone has been on the decline. Of course, other chemicals for women, but for men specifically, testosterone has been on the decline, which is why men look younger for longer. And they like develop later, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think there's something to that? Because now I'm like, when you look at dudes, I shouldn't say this. I was not like a drinker in high school I did not do any of that stuff because I had a very strict parent, but I did go to a house party one time. And our friend, who was a senior in high school, was already balding and had a beard. No joke. And he would stand on the porch and wave at people because everyone thought he was the dad. I kid you not. I kid you not. You do not have any, where do you have that today? Right? Where do you have that today? It's just so weird. So my whole point is that I want to get back to these actual standards of attractiveness. because women like men that are like that, and men like women that are like that. And I'm done with all, I'm done with the freaks dictating what our standards of beauty are. I'm done with men trying to dictate to women how to do their makeup. People like Dylan Mulvaney and that other dude who's got the hair care line at Ulta trying to dictate beauty standards to women. No. So I think that it's less about American Eagle. I think it's even less about Nazism and all of that. It's even less about race. Although you have the usual suspects trying to make that a factor. I think that it is a war on traditional standards of beauty. And she is like the avatar for that resurgence. And that's why she's getting so much. Because when you lose culture, you guys know policy is downstream from culture. When you lose the culture, when the culture goes one way, the policy follows. The folks who help make the show possible, it is Keltech, the generation, third generation of the Sub2K. It's the Gen 3 Sub2K. You guys are familiar with Keltech, Florida-based company. The third generation of the Sub2K folds fast, optics stay in place, it deploys quickly, zeroed and ready. And it is a single twist and fold motion of that rotating fore-end. So that's what it folds quickly in half. Optics and all, you don't have to detach anything. It's a folding carbine available in a variety of calibers. Now even more versatile with the new 10 millimeter chambering. Standard Glock, it takes a 15 round Glock mag. They have a reliable blowback design that ensures ease of maintenance and consistent performance. Lightened 5-pound trigger pull. You got the M-lock integrated rails up top for accessories. It's ideal for any situations. You can find it at KeltechWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey apparently had her road closed to part of her Hawaii estate. And I was reading so many, because I hate social media. Social media is just a bag of dead rats and bad conspiracy theories. Anyway, she hit back at claims that she had refused to open her private road in Hawaii for people to escape. She said as soon as she heard about it, she opened it. I mean, you know, maybe it's, there's more of a problem than just having Oprah Winfrey not have her road open. Maybe it's having, I don't know, generational Democrats run a beautiful island paradise into literally the anus of hell because they have no idea how to administrate anything. There's a thought. Maybe stop electing Democrats who would rather you guys die in fires and in tsunamis than actually do anything to properly manage Hawaii. Shocking how much you can change if you just get better lawmakers. All right, moving on. It's true. You know it. Let's see. This, a Harvard scientist. Oh, please, dear heavens. A Harvard scientist. I think we had this yesterday. Did someone miss that? They said that the hostile alien craft could, we had this yesterday, could strike Earth in months, blah, blah, blah. Starbucks CEO confirms plans to close hundreds of locations because their coffee sucks out loud. They do have the most over-roasted beans ever. And I'm sorry, but pumpkin spice tastes like turkey water smells. It does. I don't know why people love pumpkin spice. What is up? What, like, particularly women.
Wait, it tastes like turkey water.
It is the nastiest thing I have ever. It's horrible. I don't know how people drink it. It's like if you're brining a turkey, you know, it's like it tastes like turkey water smells. It's horrible. Anyway, they're going to close 90 locations by the end of next year. The new CEO took over. He said they're getting phased out throughout next year amid the ongoing Back to Starbucks initiative. They said they want to sunset the mobile order and pick up only concept. They're going to get rid of the only way that I would ever go to Starbucks is with the mobile order, because I will kill everybody if I have to stand in line and like sit here and go up to some, you know, skittle haired barista and be like, can I get a blah, 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 blah. Can I just get a black coffee? Can I just like get a black coffee? Is that possible? Dana, why do you hate everything today? Because I feel like Daffy Duck today. That's why. I'm Daffy Duck. Let's see. Powell's under siege as the Fed plans to stand on rate cuts. Now it's political. Why are you not cutting the rates? Because he got embarrassed when he was standing with Trump at that, when he was at the Fed and they had that press conference and he was standing there next to him and he made all the memes with a couple of photos. Even top earners are falling behind on credit card and car payments. That's because people live above their means. If you're a top earner and you're not able to do this, you need to seriously find Jesus and money management. There's literally nothing's going to change unless culturally people push back on this, right? Push back on the idea of having an absolute two-income family. A lot of people do that to keep up with the Joneses, and they would be shocked. I lived it, so hell yes, I have the authority to speak on it. They'd be shocked at how little they could get by on. We have a lot more on the way. One last thing, too. So Oreo and Reese's fans, the headline is that they have been begging for a mashup for a decade, and I like both of these things individually, and I've never asked for this mashup.
Never?
Who was polled?
I don't know, diabetics?
Reese's with the Hershey Company. They're owned by two different companies. So apparently they're collaborating, and they're coming out with the Oreo Reese's. And it looks horrible.
Is it a Reese's Oreo? Or
it's the Reese's filling in the cookie. No.
I don't know. I'm curious enough to try it.
No.
Don't you like the filling, though?
With the chocolate.
Well, yeah, that's what the Oreo that's cookie, a cookie is.
No, that's a cookie.
But it's chocolate-flavored cookie.
Mm, one's a confection. One is a biscuit.
True.
Okay, way different.
But they have the same flavor.
No. No, they don't.
No.
Because the silky, chemically induced peanut butter filling of the Reese's has the chocolate candy coating, and that's what I need. If I wanted the cookie, I would eat the cookie. Steve is so excited about this. I think I burst his bubble and I was like, what?
I'm not so sure I'm on this fence. I mean, I'm not on the side that you're on where it's like, no.
The peanut butter filling is going to be too strong for the biscuit. It's going to overpower the biscuit, whereas the vanilla was a compliment to it. They each complimented each other. The peanut butter is such a strong flavor. You have to have that hard chocolate shell, that rich chocolate shell.
I don't know. I think you might get enough chocolate with that cookie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Steve,
I disagree with you, but that's okay if you think that. Steve, you're really excited about this. You're going to eat this up.
No, it was just had. I definitely will, but it just came up on. I had like three in a row scrolls on my feed where this was like debated between three different people, and I was like, okay, I have to think about how I feel about this. I like Reese's and I like Oreos, but I don't know how I feel about both of them together. I think.
Do you call it Reese's?
What did I say?
Is that an Reese's. East Coast thing?
Yeah, it might
be. Says Reese's.
So I know. I know it's Reese's though, isn't it?
That's an East Coast thing.
Reese's.
Because that's like the third time he's done that today. And I'm like, maybe it was, you know. But I think it's an East Coast thing. Because he's not the only person I've ever heard. Reese's? Is that what you used
to? Reese's.
Lorraine, do you guys in Chad that live on the East Coast, y'all call it Reese's? Anyway, I don't know how I feel about this. Like I said, I love the Reese's peanut butter cups. I'll eat those, and I'll eat an Oreo separately. I would never eat both of these two together.
Well, they hit the shelves in September.
Boo.
You can pre-order in August.
Boo.
If you'd like.
She calls it Reese's, too.
They say Reese's over there? So it is an East Coast
thing. That's an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
You guys are like Martians. Reese's? You call it Reese's. I love it. So if you were over, if you were there and you'd be like, yeah, I want a Reese's, they'd be like, what? That's funny.
How did they say Reese's piece? So they said Reese's
pieces? Do you guys say Reese's pieces?
How does that work? You have to say pieces. That's the law.
There's like so many unspoken laws about the East Coast. Like, and then you get into Jersey and the whole state is divided by whether or not you call it a Taylor ham or a pork roll. Yeah, that's it. That's it. No, nobody, they don't care anything else. Are you Taylor ham or a pork roll? People go to war over this. Oh my gosh. So I'm told by listeners and everybody else that they do say Reese's in the East Coast. I am today years old learning this and we are dying. And then Steve was like, well, what do you call, you know, the thing that you put your groceries in when you go to the grocery store? And I'm like, a cart? And he's like, nah, it's a buggy. It is a buggy going up near Philly and in Ohio and the Rust Belt.
They're
going
to get offended if you call it that. It's like Pittsburgh and Ohio. That's who calls it buggies and pops and stuff like that.
Buggies and pops. The story of Pittsburgh and Ohio. That sounds like a, it sounds like an NPR program.
Right.
Well, then I was saying like, oh man, I really want some hot wings right now. Mm. Like I want some good saucy hot wings and I'm too lazy to make them myself right now. I would do them and I'd put them in the oven. I'd get some Frank's Red Hot, little Crystals, because Crystals is different. Put that Frank's in with some butter. Man, I'd be basting them wings with the Franks and butter. Or tendies. You put some tendies in the oven, get that Franks and butter, and then add some Crystal in it. Not meth, but like the hot sauce. I just realized I probably should be a little bit.
Appreciate that clarification.
And then I was like, yeah, I get all flats. And Steve's like, yeah, all flats. And Kane's like,
what?
What?
Why all flats? It seems like a lot of work.
No, like it's the not. Drummies it's like, are so easier you to snap eat. Them little bones apart and you got a little tendy right there.
You got
there,
a little
boom.
Gristle cap on that one.
I have to do math in my head to eat them drummies, and I don't want to do that. What? I don't want to be like, wait, this is a cartilage kind of, right here.
What kind of math are you doing in your head eating drummies?
The drummies, I feel like if I'm going to eat a drumstick, I want a turkey leg. I want to feel like I just ripped a leg off a brontosaurus and I'm barely carrying it around with me. The little drummies with hot wings are little dainty things. And I'm like,
but the flats are
it's like a
dainty.
Pinkies out thing. I want flats. I get all flats.
Just for clarification, uh-huh. I don't mind the flats at all. I eat the flats just as much as I eat the
glad
drummies.
You clarified that, sir, because I thought you hated them.
I think that the flats are more of a chore to eat than
flats
the drummies.
Flats are delicious. Steve, what do you like off flats?
I used to work at Buffalo Wild Wings in high school, and I was a server for 4 years. And I've eaten so many wings in my lifetime that I just decided that it's so much. There's more meat. It's deceiving. There is more meat on a flat.
Is there?
Yes.
All right, we're gonna have to do this experiment.
Yes.
Because I don't know.
More meat on the flat.
Like if I'm at a buffet or something and I'm like putting wings on my plate, I'm picking the.
You're picking them little skinny little drummies. It's all knobs and no meat. That's what it is.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.